You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. I don't know about you, but I'm working this holiday season, so I'm not traveling. But we want to hear your travel stories, the best and the worst. Have you slept in an airport because of a canceled flight? What do you do to deal with infrastructure that's kind of, not to your liking? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Planes, trains, or automobiles, or donkeys, for that matter. Actually, we're going to be talking about
donkeys. I don't think you're going to get far fast on a donkey, but we're going to continue talking about modes of transportation, specifically cars. It's a record day for Toyota. The company has warned it would post an operating loss. It will post an operating loss for the first time in its history, clearly because of the economic landscape. For more, we turn now to Garrel Reese, a director of the Center for Automotive Industry Research at Cardiff University Business School in the United Kingdom. Welcome, Garrel.
Thank you very much.
For the first time in 71 years, Toyota is not going to be posting any gains. Very painful.
Yes, Toyota, as that implies, doesn't do losses. So what this shows is, if anybody needed any more convincing, that the world motor industry is not in a recession, it is in a depression already. And consequently, a company like Toyota, which in recent years has made more profits than all of the other vehicle manufacturers in the world put together, even they now are slipping into the red. And I think there was a foreshadowing of this at the end of November, when the credit agencies took away their AAA rating to a AA, which is still vastly better than any other vehicle maker.
Right.
But nevertheless, that was clearly a straw in the wind. And at that time, Toyota was talking about a 60 to 70% reduction in profits. And this shows how quickly the whole position is unraveling for the vehicle makers in the world. It literally alters from day to day in a very fundamental way.
And so what does this announcement mean for the company, both in Japan and here in the United States?
Well, it certainly means that when things really get more difficult, they are a car maker like everybody else. And they will be, again, seeking, as Japanese firms always do, to squeeze even more costs out of the system. They will use that cost saving to try to push the pain onto other vehicle makers. In other words, they will try to increase their market share. They'll try also to push the vehicles which perhaps have bigger margins. There's some things they can't hide from, because of the huge increase in the value of the yen against the dollar. That's played havoc with margins. And also the decline of sales in India and China has caught out all the Japanese manufacturers. So they will do what the Japanese normally do, use the present position as a challenge, but a bigger challenge than one they've ever faced before. And it's unlikely that they will actually emerge from the loss-making position for about another 18 months. And indeed, there things have to be done to their model range. In Europe, it's interesting that they are the second largest decline in sales this year. The only company that's doing worse than them in Europe is General Motors. So they do have things to attend to with their models, and also their quality rating in the U.S. with the J.D. Power survey, etc., has been slipping for the last 2 years. So I hope it's not what the English statement says, every dog has its day, and that Toyota now is entering a period of perhaps longer-term decline. I think it's too early to say that. But nevertheless, they haven't entered this recession as well as some of their other rivals in Japan or in Europe.
But part of their success over the decades has been this business model that's flexible. So in terms of cost-saving measures that you're noting, you're talking about things like freezing expansion plans that they set out, suspending bonuses, and reviewing dividends to shareholders. Are there other things that they can do that they are in a position to do that, say, GM and Chrysler are not, in order to move forward?
Well, certainly there is the flexibility with payments. There's also flexibility in terms of the size of the workforce. Although Japanese firms are supposed to have jobs for life, it's not nearly as clear-cut as that. People can be transferred into the suppliers. They'll expect their very flexible suppliers, which very often is a completely different supply base to the American manufacturers in the States and the suppliers in Europe, etc. Those also will be urged to find their own cost-cutting measures to be passed on to Toyota. And this is what the company expects. So they work with their suppliers. They've done that over the decades. And again, it will be, in a sense, business as usual when they're facing a crisis. And it is their flexibility, it is their basic efficiency, but also, that's the supply side. It's the demand side also that must be looked at here. And there are a few disturbing signs that the cars and pickups are not quite as sellable as they were. The decline in November in the States for Toyota was 31%. All right, that's much better than General Motors and Chrysler in the 40s, but it's no better than Ford, say, and much worse than Volkswagen at 19%. So for once, the magic seems to have gone out of the model range, and that is much more difficult to address because it's not in their gift to, in a way, solve it. It's, that's a decision of the consumer. So they're going to have to be very, very adroit in their marketing to do something that they haven't been used to, and that is to try to persuade the consumer that these products really are better than they were. The consumer in the past has simply accepted the Toyota product is excellent, let's buy it.
So Toyota really has two enormous challenges before them, and that's to strengthen their products and also weather the economic storm. Thank you, Garel Riis, Director of the Center for Automotive Industry Research at Cardiff University Business School in the United Kingdom.